Where does the line occur between describing or discussing a person and judging them? It's a good question, this. It's so easy to do, isn't it? We all start talking about so-and-so and perhaps pick up on their faults and share that with somebody else. And one of the worst things that can happen is in Christian circles say, well, I'm just telling you this so you can pray for them. And really it was just to say, hey, I know something about that person you don't know, and isn't this a juicy bit to pass on? It's very easy to do. And so I think really the question we always need to ask if we're saying anything, particularly anything negative about somebody else, is why am I saying this? What is the real reason? Am I saying this to build up the person I'm talking to help them, to encourage them? Because if not, then it's better just not to say it. And if I'm not saying it to do those things for the person I'm talking about, then it's better just not to say it. So again, it's really down to attitude. Sometimes we need to point out to people and we need to pray, even with somebody else, about someone's failings or the shortcomings they have. But let's be very careful about why we're doing it. And let's really be ready to ask those questions. Am I wanting to build them up, to help them, to encourage them? Because if not, then it's best for me not to talk about it at all. That would be my advice. But I don't know, again, if anybody's got anything they wanted to add to any of those questions I've just mentioned. Oh my goodness, it's going to be me talking all evening, isn't it?
I have a question about what does it mean not to judge them? Is it a question about gossip?
I suppose I took it more as a question about gossip, that somebody is fearful of talking about somebody and being judgmental about them, therefore, rather than... That's how I took it. There is obviously another Bible verse that has to do with this. Is don't, you know, you don't sort of be so bothered about the speck in your brother's eye when you've got a plank in your own. And there's that aspect as well. Of course, none of us speak from the moral high ground. Each one of us have our own failings, don't we?